In Psalm 65, I think you see further evidence that David is set up really as every man. Now, the context of this psalm appears to me to be David at the time of Absalom's rebellion, thanking God for restoring him. He's prayed, you see it particularly in Psalm 61, but many of the psalms imply this. He prays while he is in exile, "Please may I return to the sanctuary. May I be able to come to Zion again. May I be enthroned as king again in Zion." And it comes true. He says, "Praise waits for you, God, in Zion. To you shall vows be performed." He says, particularly in Psalm 61, that he vows certain things to God if God restores him, or when God restores him. And that is what happened. And so now he's fulfilling those vows. And yet, of course, his whole suffering at the hands of Absalom was a direct result of his sin with Bathsheba and with Uriah. And he recognizes then that his restoration is by grace. But he feels that his experience of being forgiven by grace and then suffering and then being restored is in fact the pattern for all believers. He says in verse 2, "You who hear prayer, to you all men will come." He is saying that now I'm going to come with praise to Zion because God fulfilled his promises to me and answered my prayers by grace. And actually, that is going to be programmatic for all men. Verse 3, "Sins overwhelmed me." He clearly is aware that his suffering at the hands of Absalom was because of his sin with Bathsheba, as Nathan had said would happen. And he talks about how he's overwhelmed by sin, but the same word for overwhelmed is the word used in Psalm 103, 11, 117, verse 2, of how great or overwhelming is God's grace. So he feels overwhelmed, firstly, by his sin, like, I took the wife of one of my most loyal soldiers who lived next door to me, and I got him killed. He was overwhelmed by what he'd done, by his foolishness when God had given him so many wives and victories and blessings. But then he feels overwhelmed by God's grace. And I think that sense of double sort of overwhelming explains his rather fragile emotional and nervous state that you often see reflected in the Psalms. But then he says, "Sins overwhelmed me, but you atoned for our transgressions." Not "but you atoned for my transgression," but "for our transgressions." He feels that actually all Israel are to follow his pattern. Verse 5, "By awesome deeds of righteousness you answer us, God of our salvation." Not just me, but us. And so this is why in Romans Paul sets David up as every man. He quotes David's sort of soliloquy after his receipt of forgiveness for his sin with Bathsheba, when he says in Psalm 32, "Blessed is the man whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered by imputed righteousness," as Paul points out. But then he slightly changes it, and he says, "Blessed are they whose sin is covered." Well, David was talking about himself. "Blessed is the man, me, whose sin is covered." And Paul changes that. "Blessed are they." So he becomes every man. We have all sinned and are worthy of death. There is no sacrifice to ultimately atone. And yet, by God's grace, we will be saved and we are counted righteous. And he concludes in verse 5, "You who are the hope of all the ends of the earth, of those who are far away on the sea." And the sea usually refers to the Gentiles. So I think that what he's saying is that what I experienced can be the experience of all Israel and, in fact, of the entire Gentile world. So David becomes us. He becomes every man. And that path to God, that path to salvation by grace, is for every one of us. But we've got to go through the same intense experience which David did. And if we are in denial of our sin, if we basically think that I'm a good guy, it's them, and oh yeah, a couple of minor mess-ups, and well, yeah, I'm not too good in this area or that area, but I'm generally I have good bloke status that I awarded myself. If that's your attitude, you won't find David as your pattern. You won't find that flame of praise, that desire to evangelize to the whole world. You won't find that because you have not accepted your own sinfulness. You won't find that grace of forgiveness that he found. You won't find that unless you're going to go through his pattern with that intensity.